So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You typically go like, ow!
Ow! I was arguing with someone on the text line like a child is what was happening there.
Were you defending me?
I was defending us.
Good. Were you wrong? Was it about breast implants?
No, I had a definitive breast implants list. I mean,
definitive.
How could it be wrong?
Inarguable.
You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And if you text us, you might be arguing with me in mere moments. You can tweet us as well, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The segment brought to you by two men and a junk truck. Got junk? Book them now. It's time for Quiz Callus. Are you ready, Nicholas Harry?
Are you ready? I feel like you're the one that's underprepared today.
Now we got it. We got one.
Wow. We got Shots
one.
Fired.
We got one. I want to throw our guy a bone.
Hillgrove's on the line.
Is he?
No.
I want to throw our guy a bone here. I didn't want to go too difficult for our friend Nicholas Harry. It's also a playoff week, so we want to keep it in theme.
I mean, everything is a challenge for me, though.
I know. That's the
There's
bit.
No question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you name the 10 victories the Steelers secured this year? Which teams they beat? You don't have to do so in order.
Okay, Jets.
Bang.
Patriots.
Double bang.
Ravens twice.
Yep.
Cleveland once.
Correct.
Bengals once.
Mm-hmm.
That's six. The Lions. The Colts.
Mm-hmm.
That's eight.
We are quizzing Nicholas Harry Callis.
They played a... Oh, they beat the... No, they didn't beat the Packers. They lost to the Packers. Wow. Don't tell me.
I'll tell you what we were arguing about while you think.
Okay.
Don't Google. No Googling. Don't cheat. Someone said the only reason your station won a Marconi is because you have no competition. We were the best station in the country! So we can talk about breast implants if we please.
Because you have no competition?
That's what they said to you.
Wow.
I mean, I agree. We have dwarfed the competition.
Meanwhile, they're listening.
That's right. They don't know that they want breast implant talk, but they're going to be at the bar on Sunday night watching a playoff game going, oh, did you guys know that Salt Lake City has the most breast implants in the country? You bet your ass on that.
It is a good bar fact.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, Harry, can you name the other two teams the Steelers beat?
I don't think I can.
What?
I'm thinking of all the AFC teams. And
I'll give you a hint. One's an NFC team, one's an AFC team.
Did they beat the Bills? I don't think. Did they play the Bills this season?
They lost by a million to the Bills, Harry.
Yeah, they did. That was close for a half, and then it wasn't.
They
close.
Were leading at halftime.
Yeah, but they didn't play in the second half. They played the Bears. They lost to the Bears.
Yeah.
I tried to throw them a bone.
There's no bones. It's a big conference.
One of the games wasn't even played on American soil.
Oh, they beat the Vikings.
There you go. And Dan Marino.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I forgot. That game was forgettable because the Dolphins didn't show up.
Were you waiting to see if he would get Dolphins correct or not, even after I gave him the Marino hint?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, Central Catholic!
Didn't Marino play for Penn State? I get it? Come on, Crowley. That was funny. That was a funny.
That was a funny one, Crowley. You like it? It's kind of like...
good bit!
It's kind of like, what's his name from The Hangover? Zach Galifianakis' character. What's his name in The Hangover?
I've never seen it.
What?
He's looking for affirmation constantly from Phil.
My parents never let me watch
what's
movies.
What's his name? Come on!
Well, now that I need it, I don't
Hold
have
on.
It.
I cannot forget this. Oh, my gosh.
This is good radio here.
Oh, my God.
Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Jeez.
Nice sunny day. People are saying that the sun is ricocheting off my face and then off of Pat Bostick's dome.
Yeah, I have a nice dome.
High of 51, low of 34, overcast. Tomorrow, high of 60, low of 40, but a 70% chance of rain. Kickoff temperatures for Steelers-Texans looks to be right around freezing, 32 degrees. Coming up next, we'll see if Pat can remember Zach Galifianakis' character name in The Hangover.
Why do you sound so flat?
What you, happened? You saying to anybody that they sound flat is rich.
But he usually doesn't sound flat. What's wrong?
He doesn't like me forgetting this character's performance.
Well, now because now I've been roped into it. Now I forget his name.
Yeah, it makes us all look bad, right?
It does.
Is it okay that I haven't seen it?
No, that it's an all-time classic
Alan.
Comedy. It's Alan.
Alan. Alan. Mom! Have a raspberry smoothie?